One moment, please.
Rabbi Yosef said, Yichoy Chavecha 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 One second. Yeah, that's what we're holding. I think so, no?
I think so.
What? No. One second. No, I'm sorry. That's the next mission, sorry. Krishma. And then Reb Tarfin, I think. Well, we're holding before that. We were in the middle, or we did the Asher Tosha Vafikairis.
We're in the middle of that, yeah. The middle end of that shtickle.
Middle of Ashgat, okay, I'm sorry, yeah, okay. So, Amma, so we said last time that the avoiding Ra, being Mevatel Sheka, is also part of something that is an important, it's Ke'ilu, the Asiya of Toiv, is something which, being Mevatel the Ra is something which is Kaved Emes. I think that's what we were speaking about last time.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me just see. The Amma Vidama Shatashev, maybe? I don't remember which piece we're holding here. I'm sorry. I just moved a little bit.
Ach, yes, lechol adat oid, I think.
Last time, what?
Ach, yes, lechol adat oid.
Ah, that's right, I see, okay, that's it, okay. I have a shock at that, okay. It says, V'charkach om is v'lefim yetam ul b'teira?
No, I thought we're off to that.
I'm sorry?
I think we did that shtickle.
Yeah, we did
it. We spoke about the tinnik that needs this iris and binyan of shalolish.
Right, we spoke about this iris over here.
Shalolish mo, and then I think we're at the beginning of Ach Yesh Lechol Adas Oid. I think that's where we are.
Ach Yesh Adas Oid, okay, that's it. Ach Yesh Adas Oid. Ki Masham HaKalecha V'Gimel Dvarim Davke V'Dikti Katana Dei Masham V'Himam R'Gimel Dvarim Ki Elu Chacham Shleim Hoyu לקחה עם השלים מסעודם כל אחד ואחד הישלושת דיבי מוסר. כי באודם יש חינס מסחלפס, שאין אודם דווה אחד, אבל יש בחלוקים, ולפי כך דיבי מוסר שבהם להשע מסעודם צריך שיש מוסר אחד. This is Nekuri that he's been saying a lot of times, different חלקי אודם, כי דווה שהוא מוסר דווה אחד אינו מוסר לשני, ואשר מוסר לשני מוסר לשני. This goes along with what he said before about different מוסר דיבי תאירה, whereas Divrei Torah are klolistic in Yarim and they're sort of universal absolute truths, Musar is something very specific, a specific tikkun for a specific Inyan. Kidovish Musar Vecharin Musar Sheni, Vashar Musar Sheni Musar Rishay. Vafkesh Kamadvash Tzichim Aladam, Vedivrei Musar Shaloi, Mikomokim Asherim Koilim Vim Rishayim Vim Shleisha Bulvat. Yesh Bodem Gilm Pchines. A Pchina Chad Mitzad Kervas Nafshei, which we explained last time was more sort of what we would call emotion. A Pchina Hashem Mitzad Kervas Gufoi. A Pchina Hashem Mitzad Adam Atzmoi. Ke'ein Eilu Ela Chalokim Bulvad. Lekach A Pchina Gilm Mitzad Shodem Kervas Guf HaNefesh Sheyesh Lodem. In other words, the quality that Kervas both together, that is the quality that he calls here Mitzad Adam. Klal Dove, Godem Tzorch Musa Mitzad Kervas Guf, Tzorch Musa Mitzad Kervas Nafshei, Mitzad Adam Atzmoi, Shem Kervas Chalokim. Lefikach bo eila chomidi v'musa shem lehashem adam v'koil. Ki kol echot ve'echot tzorich musa miyuchet. V'kol echot ve'echot min hachachamim moisiv al shalofonov le'takin es odom shloshet v'am legamri. Ad sha'achrin mitakin oisa legamri v'mesh ha'shayach l'odom mitzad chalki odom asha zachaynu av shen ha'korik pa shalofonov pa shizboya. So each and every one of them is being marchiv different nekudas in inyanim of his particular tikkun and in each and every chalek and so on and so forth. And he says each one is being marchiv another inyan for each particular chalek. Yesh chalav zeh mo'id ki gimel dvarim shomu kol echad mehem hem tikkun adam shukoyl min hayimin v'asmol v'emtza. So Lamaisi, he throws in over here the different, he adds that whenever you have three, you have Yimin, you have Samoil, and you have Emsa. Now, the parallel, let's take it in a more general sense, and let's take it in a specific sense. In a very, very general sense, Yimin, Samoil, and Emsa includes everything can be classified like that. You have two mehalchim that are misnagate, and one mehalch in the middle that's machriya. Forget about putting any particular attribute to yimin or to smol. It makes no difference. The main thing about yimin and smol is that they're equal and opposite. There's no way, when we try to define the difference in Yimin and Smol, we have a hard time finding atzmistic terminologies, and we do best when we just say they're equal but opposite. That's the best we can do about Yimin and Smol. The putting one as Ches and one as Din is already a more specific oifen. But it's more that these are two conflicting things that are mukhra by something in the middle. So in Adam, the nefesh and the guf are two, they're both the person. In other words, no person would see himself as a person without the guf, no person would see himself as a person without the nefesh, and there is a nekuda of opposite between the two. And then there's something that has to keep being machriya between the two. That's the Adam Atzmai. So I'm not sure here that Yimin and Smoil refer to Midas Hadin and Midas Hachesed specifically. Much more they refer to the most basic tension in a person, which we can label Guf versus Nefesh of some sort, which would include all the other Kreiches that are not Guf Nisim Kreiches, and what makes the Adam the Adam is the machriya of the two together. By the way, this is one of the reasons why we hold, and as the Bali Kabbalah hold, Chias HaMesim is the Guf and the Neshama, because Adam lies in the hachra between Guf and Neshama, and that means you need to have both in Yanam there in order to be called Adam. The Adam Atzmai is the machriya between two koiches, and there's no such thing as a machriya between two koiches if you don't have the two koiches. So the nekud Adam is neither guf nor neshama, it's the koyach hachriya between chelek guf and chelek neshama. V'yesh chol adas, ki ma'asha omer Rebbe Eliezer, yichvoit chaver chover lach yishulcho, u'nigol mo'oid l'vazamim haba. So, the first thing is going on, yichvoit chaver chover lach yishulcho. So, he's explaining why is this such a beginning on Tikkun of the Adam Atzmai. So he says, "You'll pay to Yisrael Yishchol Rebbe Leitz and Nichtsav Amidah Vetzloi." Amar Lo Rebbe Lamdein Orches Chaim V'Nishkol Amhaba. Amnam Yizora B'Chvoit Chaverchem. Harei K'Rebbe Lazer Shama Kan Yichvoit Chaverchem V'Chvoit Chaverchem V'Chvoit Chaverchem V'Chvoit Chaverchem V'Chvoit Chaverchem V'Chvoit Chaverchem V'Chvoit So you see that the Nekuda of Kavod and Bizoyin chava is a nekuda that has in itself both nekudas of olam hazeh and olam haba, and bal korcho there must be some sort of nekuda over here of this must be a nekudas mafter, and he explained.
Robbing the person of chiyus in a certain oifen
when you're taking away his film elikim. So the point of Chazal that are when they describe how terrible it is, it's because you make a chai ois chai. You treat him like a piece of meat. Meat is not mevazeh. It's a piece of meat. So a person, when you mevazeh the person, you're being moitzi the dimension of chiyus of a person. So if you relate to people as meat and without anything else to it, the olam haba that shayach to people is because the bodies have a dimension of neshama to it. They have another dimension to it of chiyus. When you mechabit somebody, you express it that way. You treat the Adam, the Gufri Adam, because it's noise, the neshama, it's noise, another dimension of Adam, then you treat it as such. When you take that away from the person, when you mevaz the person, you're treating it as a piece of meat. And therefore, you yourself also don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. You yourself also lose it. So this is something he covered. Chavecha chaver official chum means that when the person, when you deher tzelam alekim in Adam, when you kivei tzelam alekim in Adam, then you give it its mitzias as a chay l'olam haba, and when you take it away, you don't give it its mitzias. So it's true that you got your own covered, you worry, but that's because of the tzar. So the fact that a person is mechabed himself and enjoys his own covet, that's not kriveya any of that in you. But when a person takes away his own, how he treats tzuras adam etzelam hakim will reflect his own mitzvahs, all of habit, and so on.
According to, can I just ask?
That's right.
I mean, according to this, it's lav dafka the tzelam elikim of a yid, and I'm saying a guy also has a tzelam elikim.
Correct. It does. Adam shiva b'tzelam.
Right.
It's very true. It's one of the yonim. I mean, I'm going to go off a bit on a tangent. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodim has a very powerful. A very, very powerful description of what of how a person should be mesiachis to avodim. Today that we're zeich a little bit, that yidin are zeich to employ others. If could die maybe sometime just to read it out. It's a Rambam Hilchos Avodim Perek Tes, the last halacha. Like we always give Musa. He says, muta lavid bevektani beforech. The Alpish didn't care, even though Alpish didn't allow to. Midas Chasidus Vidak, Echoch Meshadim Rachma Vredis Tzedek, Leyachted Ulel Avdoiv, Leyetzeloi, Viachilei, Viashkim, Kolmacholim, Kolmashkeil. So it's Midas Chasidus and Derech Chachma that a person should treat an Evid Rachmanis. Chachama Arishayim, Hoye Nisim Le'Evid, Mikol Tashlo, Tashlo, Sheyo, Eichlin, Makdim, and Mazam Amos, and Varos, and Atzman. Then he says a very powerful point. He says, "Harei oimer keine avodim yad neim keine shitcho yad gvirta." When we start like a Shparuchu, we look up to you like an eved in Adin. So, like a Shparuchu will say, "Well, fine, I'll treat you like you treat your avodim." And then he says, "So one thing is physically to give him his, you know, to give him do and not to be mitzayim, etc., etc." But then he says, "V'chein lo yivazeu." You're not supposed to humiliate the eved lo biyad v'lo bidvarim. An eved is given over to work, not to humiliate. He should listen and be fair to him. Iov, when he came to Hashem Baruch and told him about how good he is and why he deserves to be treated differently, he said, "In emas mishpat avdi v'amasi b'riva mimadi." Did I ever disregard the Eved's justice when he had kindness on me? The same womb that bore me bore him. And we both came to the world. We were both formed in one womb. And he says, "Bein achzoris v'az mitzvitzol koyim v'reilim," and so on and so forth. It's one of the things I find very bothersome in the way in which people look at Umas Olam. We should draw a very strict line and say, "Baruch Hashem, shebilorim min hagoyim," and made us an am that's much nobler and much more elevated. Part of the being noble and more elevated is the way you treat the other person. I once saw there was a mice in Shiva that pushed it. There was a guy, a boy, unfortunately stereotyped from New York, and he had many, many meters that needed tikkun. And I saw him, he once walked down the hallway in the Shiva, some coffee got spilled out. He didn't make an effort to swap. He saw the janitor coming, kind of, and the janitor will take care of it. Janet made some remarks to him, actually, that, you know, like, "I don't understand something. You don't even think of cleaning up after yourself. Like, you know, what's the part of the of you need to treat the Umas Olam with the understanding that they're Tzelem Elokim, and you need to treat yourself and expect of yourself more than that because you have a Chavivas Yisera that is Neida Lehem. But certainly it's true. If you treat human beings with dignity, they will treat you with dignity. And if you treat them despicably, they will treat you despicably. And then they come along, oh, you know, yes, it's not that the chaser, they're only this Ross, but you certainly don't have to give them a model to imitate. I always tell people we do exactly the hefach of what we're supposed to do. When it comes to treating somebody down the totem pole worse, then you do it because, yeah, he's only a guy, so you can treat him this, that, and when it comes not to learn from the person above you on the totem pole, that not to drink with him and not to hang out with, not to go to ball games and not to go to places because this is, you know, that not that gets to be part of the world and this and that, you know. The exact opposite. The one down you're supposed to treat with dignity, because it's Tzelem Elokim. That and the ones that are quote unquote higher up, those we're supposed to keep our distance, not the bars and not their clubs and not their culture. And none of that is applicable to us. That we don't do. But yes, it is correct.
Yeah.
I'll go upon him. So we would nizhar I want to just add another piece, I guess, since we got off a little bit on a tangent, and it's not such a terrible tangent to get off. How to treat people, with Tzelem Elokim. I'll give you a mashal. Because I'm not talking about a person's bad heart. I think it's time you see a person sometimes who is, he's not, doesn't seem to be that worthy of covet. Sometimes you find a person who is mentally deficient, and his speech reflects it. You know, so somebody is very, very mentally deficient, and he says all sorts of strange words, and he grimaces and makes faces, this and that. And you put him down as a chasar das, which he is. Sometimes you find a person who, lo aleinu, is a very, very intelligent person, but either he was born deaf and he struggles to say words, or he had some sort of stroke or something like that. And when he talks or says things or says words, he looks like the person's a chasadeya, but you say to yourself, no, he's a very high intelligent person, but he's struggling with a difficult body and trying to express what he needs to express, and it's very, very difficult for him. So that's adab. We respect him for the baidas he is, and we're merachim on the ability and his difficulty to express it. Human beings have a neshama to some degree. Everyone has Tzelem Elokim, that's a pasuk. Unfortunately, Umas Olam have a coarser guf or layer they have a, and therefore the poor neshama has a hard time finding itself in expressing itself in that mitzvah. So it's a rachmanis that there's somewhere a nitzot elikai am stuck and trying desperately to express itself. The tzelem elikim is the deepest, innermost part of that being trying to express itself and bring itself out. So it is possible to be mechabed in someone whose exterior mitzvahs doesn't arouse haracha, because the understanding is that we're dealing with the tefillin and not with the chutz. It's a hard thing, and you learn that when you respect somebody, it gives the person self is a mechabed. I must tell you, I might have told this story a few times. I had a cousin in Tel Aviv who later became subsequently a mechutn of mine. Their grandson married my oldest daughter. They were slabatka talmidim in every sense of the word. He was a Yishuv HaKadosh Rebbe for many years, and she was a sister of Eli Mishkovsky, Krinkerov's daughter. And of the Midas Tayyip Slabatka was Nechdadis. And they would have an open house with Chashuvim and Non-Chashuvim and Kshayoyim and all sorts of people. I came in there one year Purim. I used to come there for the first day, like for Yudalit, the pseudonym back to Yerushalayim. And she says, oh, Shalom Aleichem, Aaron. And she introduced me to a woman that was basically a bag lady. I mean, she looked like one, she smelled like one, she was one. She was, by space, the daughter of somebody, Chashev, or of a Chashev family. And she introduced me to this person as Rivka de Ravs. And she introduced me like she'd be introducing me to the Queen of England. She said, Rivka, I would like you to meet a young cousin of ours, Aaron. Aaron, this is Rivka the Rav's daughter. And she said it in a way that made her into a queen. And I was nishtayim. I couldn't understand what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing were two different things. And then I realized, you know, those words gave the person to her, and the Rebbe Tzalapin, that was her name, Aleh Shalom. She was a queen because she imparted to everyone else dignity. You know, she was a mechabed and a nichbad. And you know, when you have a person who's mechabed and a person who, you know, you become yourself. If you value every human being and you give him a metzias of chashivas, then he is a chashiv and you become a chashiv. Okay, I'm sorry, we're a little bit, it got a little bit fajated at the time, everything, it just should, there's something very important I have to send off.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, I mean, is there a dear chavercha? Very often, we're, you know, the Gemara's medayik, a lashon of chaver, that it's, you know, chaver in the chaver mitzvahs, or, in other words, are we at least coming lafuke someone who's, you know, perhaps someone who doesn't deserve that dignity, that chashivas, that, you know, someone who is a lowlife, someone who is...
Well, I would believe that the only time covet is inappropriate is if you're giving off the impression that you're being mechabit something that's ra. In other words, if a person is a Russia and the covet comes across as a covet to his aritzas, to his bad midos, then the pshat is you're being mechazik ra because of it. But other than that, I don't know, I'm not sure of the halacha. I mean, you know, there's always, if somebody's a Russia, the point is that you're going to emphasize the tzad hara in the person. Mistama, that's the word.
Right.
Okay.
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 Shabbos. Shabbos.